Australia, it's time to talk. 132710 around Australia on the Triple M network. It's Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.
G'day and welcome to the program. It is Thursday, the 20th of September, our last hit out for the week here on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo. 132710 is the number if you want to be a part of the program tonight, or get us via the Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo Facebook page. Now, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know I'm not big on conspiracy theories, and there are people out there that think that I should allow every tin pot conspiracy theory that's ever existed to be broadcast. I won't. I won't ever do that. If the only source of information is a few YouTube videos, not good enough. There needs to be better fact than that. But where I do certainly draw the line is that our national broadcaster, the ABC, pushing an absolutely ridiculous conspiracy theory that, funnily enough, a whole bunch of people seem to believe. And that is that media moguls like Rupert Murdoch and Kerry Stokes influence what every single broadcaster and person on their channels says or writes in their newspapers. But more to the point is that extends to people like me that don't even work for them. Now, the theory goes, and the ABC will broadcast this, is that these blokes were responsible for Malcolm Turnbull's downfall as Prime Minister. At no point does it acknowledge that Malcolm Turnbull did a terrible job. Secondly, it treats all of us like idiots. What it suggests is that if you don't watch the national broadcaster, which we all pay over $1 billion a year for, I'll say that again, each and every one of us, whether we watch the ABC, listen to their radio programs, or look at their websites, we pay over $1 billion a year for it. And what they try to say is that if you don't watch them, well, you must be stupid because you'll believe anything that Rupert Murdoch or Kerry Stokes tells you. It's just absolute rubbish. But how do we arrive at a time like this in Australia where people can't be discerning enough to understand the basic mechanics that can't work? There was a bunch of people called members of Parliament. Some of them are members of the Liberal Party. They are the people that get to vote for who the leader of that party is, and they decided they didn't want Malcolm Turnbull anymore. Nobody else was responsible for that. Only the bloke that they didn't like anymore. But we can talk about it tonight. 132710 is the number.